How long does recovery need to take? How fast can you recover? How fast can you get back to life? So I'd like to answer this question in this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Before we continue, please subscribe, give it a like, or rate it on Spotify. So, to answer the question of how long does recovery need to take, I'm going to tell you a story. And the story starts with me having a break last month. And we decided to take a Netflix subscription to just watch a movie or something like that. But since most of the content is pretty stressful, our eye fell upon a documentary about Moses. And Moses was a character from the Bible, the Quran and the Torah, who lived around 5,000 years ago, I believe. Maybe not exactly, but more or less. And the story of Moses is about freeing the Israelites, the slaves, from the Egyptian Pharaoh and bringing them to the Promised Land. The journey from Egypt to the Promised Land could have been walked in 10 days. But instead, it took them 40 years. And the story is very similar and very symbolic to the journey from healing from a chronic disease. Let's say in this case, ME/CFS. Because the people, the Israelites, used to be slaves from the Pharaoh. Their freedom was stripped away bit by bit, just like a frog in a heating pan. He doesn't really know what is going on, but it gets uncomfortable, but he sort of grows into it. And after a while, we accept the change that we have. We can also see this in the modern world when liberties are being stripped away. And after a while, you will develop a slave mentality. It's actually pretty good to be a slave. Because, you have a place to live. Food will be presented to you. And all you need to do is to just work. So there is not a lot of responsibility in it. And we can also represent the Pharaoh with all its demands to our egoic minds. Always giving more rules, being very stubborn, being tyrannical. A lot of people have a tyrannical, egoic mind. And even if they are free, they are not free from their egoic mind. So 40 years, what could have been done in 10 days. And that's because this group of people had to relearn how to treat themselves. To relearn what it is, how to be free, how to deal with responsibility. If you are a lion in a cage, then you're safe, you're secure. Your survival is being, it's you will survive. Whereas if you are a lion in the wild, you might die tomorrow. Freedom is not something that we can take for granted. And imprisonment is always the consequence of fear. What if tomorrow this happens? What if tomorrow that happens? And then we sort of agree with rules and other people making decisions that make our life smaller and smaller. And then someone can just break the chains and get you out of that position of being a slave. But slavery might still be a part of you inside of yourself. To-do lists, chattering mind, etc. So the people of Israel had to relearn how to treat themselves. And this could have been done in 10 days, but it took 40 years. And the same applies more or less for healing from a chronic disease. you will have to relearn how to treat yourself. You didn't get into this position out of the blue. So how do you treat yourself? It goes with ups and downs. If you do the right things, then you will improve. And if you do the wrong things, then you're stuck. But also, if you do the right things, you will be triggered. And if you then do the wrong thing, the symptoms can stay stuck. So how to treat yourself to get into the promised land? The promised land is health, happiness. You can't just be happy out of nothing. So you've never been happy, and the next day you're completely happy. It doesn't work like that. The same applies for your health. It's not out of the blue that you develop health problems. And you can't expect health problems to be over from one day to the next. It's really impossible. I expected this for a long time. I mean, I dealt with a chronic disease for, let's say, 7 years. That every day you wake up and out of the blue, you're healthy. It doesn't work like that. It's more like you step into that new life where you relearn how to treat yourself, where you do things differently. And every day you make that life bigger. And then when a symptom comes, when you're triggered, you have to learn how to deal with that. Like, what happened here? Something happened unconsciously that made you experience this symptom. And instead of calling it a chronic disease or an illness, I'd like to call it a collection of symptoms. And these symptoms, especially with ME/CFS and fibromyalgia, long COVID, adrenal fatigue, these symptoms are always the consequence of how we behave internally. Stress levels can be very high, but stress is always something that you are doing. It's always an action against life. So life happens, and you're in resistance towards that. You're fighting life. You're fleeing away from life. Fight or flight. Now, fight or flight is a very good thing, because if you are attacked by, let's say, that lion that is free right now, you want to run. You want to run to safety. Or maybe you want to fight the lion. Be my guest. So we can be in resistance to what is for a very short amount of time. If you look to animals, maybe they run away from that lion. After 10 minutes, the antelope is free, lays down, starts shaking, gets the stress hormones and the stress out of the body. And after 10 minutes, it stands up. Everything is fine. We humans, however, are in a chronic state of resistance against life. And we're not really anymore running away from that lion, but we're running away from ourselves, from our feelings, from our emotions, from our thoughts, from our reality, in a constant state of running away. Stress is something that you are doing. You choose it. And when you enter a good phase in your life, let's say financial freedom, safety, belonging, etc., then you can't expect to not lie down and shake the stress out of your body. We're very similar to animals. I've read that most of the mammals sort of have a 99.8% similarity of their DNA. So watching animals can teach us how to deal with stress, how to deal with stress. But stress is invisible. You always feel like you need to push yourself through, that resting down is not possible. And whatever you're doing, it's a matter of life or death. But it's not. So the very first step is always to stop with that stress response. And just be here, now, with yourself. Relearn how to treat yourself and get the old stress out of the body. And whenever something is triggered, let's say an emotion of shame, maybe you go to the supermarket and you see a very beautiful girl and you're like, wow, I want to be with her. I want to be loved by her. But then you think about the reality. You're stuck with ME/CFS, very low income. So you're probably not good enough. Then you go home and you develop some symptoms. And we can tell ourselves that going to the supermarket was too much. But instead, what happened is here that the limbic brain protected you from feeling an emotion. Shame in this case. Shame is the consequence of suppressing yourself because you tell yourself that you're not good enough. So we have to become good enough for ourselves. And we do that by not running away from ourselves, by not putting the fight or flight response and the resistance against ourselves. We make the unworthiness worthy by looking at it, looking at the shame in this case, looking at the fear, looking at the anger, looking at everything that happened while you kept running or fighting. And then in that 40 years journey, that might only take 10 days, you will relearn how to live peacefully with yourself, how to be in balance, how to be in homeostasis, how to accept life. And then after a while, you can actually have some stress response because people have a chronic disability of being stressed right now when they are in a disease or in a collection of symptoms. So you're in a river of life and you just let yourself flow. But every once in a while, there is a sharp rock coming and you use some sort of stress response to go into another part of the river. Not to swim against the current forever, but just for like 10 seconds or 1 minute or 10 minutes. So that after that, you can relax again. And then you are using the stress response in a very good way. And how to do that? That's what you learn in the journey. The journey can be really long, especially if you panic about the symptoms, if you don't understand the symptoms, and if you keep treating yourself in the old way. If you would ask the Israelites, the former slaves, what they would have wanted if they were in the promised land, if they were healthy, then a lot of that stuff would have been still very stressful. It would even be a coping mechanism. Maybe someone wants to be rich, show off to others how good he or she is. Another boy wants to go to the gym and become a very strong man. Someone else wants to be a goodist, wants to please other people. And as long as you want these kind of things, I call them coping mechanisms, things that you want to avoid feeling an emotion, you are again in a state of resistance. And most of the things that people want when they're in a chronic disease or in a collection of symptoms is a coping mechanism. And that can't go well because you have a chronic stress disability. But the things that you want are there to run away or to fight certain parts of yourself. So whenever you want to be liked, pleased, seen, you name it, you are in stress. But you can't do that. Because the promised land is not about survival, it's about thriving. It's about being in the river of life and using your stress response in a way to only avoid the sharp rocks. But other than that, just let it go and enjoy the journey. But some people, they don't want to be in the river. They create a puddle next to the river and they work very hard because the sun is evaporating the water. Hard work, hard life. Because you don't trust the river. You don't trust life. You're in resistance against it. But know that the river of life will always bring you to the sea. More water, abundance, joy. That's the promised land. So making this very practical, if you have, for example, a mind-body symptom and some stress symptoms, then what you need in those moments is a release. You need to stop the resistance against the emotion, against the truth or whatever it is. Allow it completely, stop the stress response. And we can do that in many different ways. And as well, release the underlying stressor that is causing the brain to freak out and create mind-body symptoms. Let's say a chronic fatigue syndrome crash or pain. So I think, you know, it's very good that you have these symptoms because it's a survival mechanism. But it always means that you need to look at something. You can't just wait for months on end for things to improve, because then you have not dealt with the underlying stressor. That's a waste of time. A crash doesn't have to last that long. You can also stop it within the first day or 2 days. I remember in the past that I waited 2 weeks for a crash to end. Then I had one good day, and then I triggered something. My brain was protecting me against all that severe stress with another 2 weeks crash. And that's how my life looked like for many years in end. And it was only in the end of my journey that I learned how to release a crash instantly. And it takes preparation, because you probably think like, how can I do that? But if you still want to do that, to go back to that stressful life of coping, the old life of being a slave, more or less, trying to be liked by the Pharaoh, then it doesn't make any sense. Therefore, the journey can take a very long time, especially if you wait for the symptoms to wind down. It can take forever. But it can also just take 10 days. And even if you are in the promised land, let's say 6 days a week, and 1 day a week you have symptoms, then all what it matters in that 1 day a week is that you find the underlying stressor, release it, and release your symptoms. And then you're good again. It's not about wanting your symptoms to magically disappear, but learning why you have symptoms and the underlying factor, and then to release that, and then to be good again, and then to gain confidence in yourself and expand your comfort zone slowly. That's the promised land. And I know that it is not easy, because some symptoms are frightening, and you get so afraid of these symptoms that all you want to do is to distract and not feel them and occupy yourself with the internet. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. You really need to relearn how to treat yourself, how to treat the symptoms. And if you calm down that fear and resistance against your situation, then you calm down. A lot of these brain retraining courses are about calming down. First, you need to calm down. And instead of needing to calm down for 4 weeks or 2 months on a row with lots of exercises, it can be done immediately if you stop the resistance, if you stop the stress response. and then you are going to feel better instantly. But it doesn't mean that you have dealt with the primary symptoms. The primary symptoms will just keep on coming. And as well, the resistance, because some symptoms are really not pleasant. And some emotions that can come up are really not pleasant. But remember that you can be in the promised land, in health, in a very short amount of time. And it depends as well. A lot of different people are listening to this content or having a chronic disease or a collection of symptoms. Let's say if you are a young adult in your 20s and nothing bad really happened. You have good memories. You can remember most of your childhood. There was only a phase of stress in college, and now you have a chronic disease or a collection of symptoms. Then this can go very rapidly. But let's say you're 70 and you don't remember most of your childhood and you only had stressful relationships, then it will take longer because there's just more stress in your body. But the journey is the exact same thing. It's all about learning how to retreat yourself. But the problem is that when you're like 70 years old, you become really stubborn in the way that you are, because this has put you through so many difficult moments. This made you survive. This is your identity. You are the one who survived through life by being very hard on yourself. So then, how can we get this old mentality, the slave mentality, the survival, the survivor? How can we get this out of you? And how can you relearn how to treat yourself? That's the journey. Ups and downs. You get immediate feedback if you're doing the right things, and immediate feedback if you're doing the wrong things. And you really need to do the work. Nobody recovers by just waiting. This is not the flu. It can feel like the flu, but this is not the flu. Because, there are flu-like symptoms. But with a flu, you just rest and you let your body do the healing work. But with these kind of symptoms, you need to work on yourself. And sometimes it's hard work. But I always tell people, with the release tools, we apply them 30 minutes a day. And after that, tomorrow is another day. We don't need to make it into the promised land tomorrow. Because why are you in a rush? What is rushing even? What does that even mean? And if you can make the journey pleasant, then you would see that you don't need a destination. It's about the journey. And if you are in resistance against the journey, then you're fighting reality. Then you put a layer of stress hormones that can be very addictive on top of everything else. So don't make it so hard for yourself. Things can be good right here and right now. Even with symptoms, they don't just magically disappear. But you can be okay with them. It's your teacher. It's going to teach you how to treat yourself. And you can be very stubborn, and it can take 40 years. Or you can be having an open mind. Be a good student of your life, of your body, and do it in 10 days. And that doesn't mean that your symptoms will never come back. It doesn't mean that at all. This is not a disease that you heal from or not. This is just a collection of symptoms. And when the symptoms come back, it's for you to find out why. It's not a bad thing that the symptoms are there, but it's a bad thing when the symptoms are lasting very long. And if you let it wind down, then you haven't released anything. Then the next thing that you're doing, going to the supermarket again or watching a series and seeing again a beautiful girl, will make you experience the same symptom again. Because the underlying stressor that your brain is protecting you against is still there. And we can pretend that it is not inside of your body, but it is. Because you have stored stress in your body. And unlike an animal, you have not shaken it out of your body. You have not cried the emotions. They're just waiting there. And that's okay. But when you want to leave survival mode, it's going to come up layer by layer. And it's your job to release it. I'm aware that I make it sound very simple. And we have to know that there are a lot of protection mechanisms going on when you have a chronic disease or a collection of symptoms. And in the online program, we teach you how to deal with that. We teach you a lot of release methods. So check it out if you think that this could be something for you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will have a beautiful day.